This is Degaris Masculist Negtau Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and Negtau, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 2-1, entitled Men's Growing Hatred of Fluffy Women. Description. This flyer estimates that about 10 million US divorced men have been financially massacred over the 40-year period since the divorce courts were taken over by the fluffy feminists and their male feminist gender politician stooges. This figure is far worse than any war the US has been in. It is the sex war, so millions of men are learning to hate fluffy women and are going to war against them, killing them by neglect and killing fluffydom with violent word attacks. Flyer itself. Men's growing hatred of fluffy women. In today's fluffy feminist dominated divorce court system, men are more likely to be made casualties by their ex-wives than by a major war. Far more likely. Here's why. After I give the numbers, I'll launch into a declaration of war against these mega mass murdering female sadists. Half of marriages end in divorce. Now, ad-libbing, I recently heard that about 96% of all first marriages do not survive 10 years of marriage. Let that sink in. I need to follow up on this, because it's enormous. Back to the flyer. Half of marriages end in divorce. 70% of these divorces are started by women. So maximum 0.5 by 0.7 equals 0.35. That is about a third of men could be financially massacred by their ex-wives. In practice, thank God, some wives are fips and agree with the principle that, quote, you leave the marriage with the assets you brought into it and are not at all out to fluffy massacre their ex-husbands. I don't know the actual percentage of divorcing wives who take custody of the kids, his house, child payments and alimony to keep him a manslave to her after the divorce as well as before. Let's assume that it's half. I will now try to guesstimate the number of men who have been financially massacred in the US over the 40-year period since the creation of fault-free divorce and the growth of the fluffy feminist divorce massacre mentality. As usual, I need to make some basic assumptions for this back-of-the-envelope calculation. Assume 80% of people married over that period, ages 25 to 75. So 320 million times 0.8, fraction of adults married, times 0.7, fraction of time married, times 0.3, max proportion of men massacred, times 0.5, half of that proportion, times 0.5, men half population, equals 13 million. So say 10 million men. 10 million men, multiple exclamation marks. That's far worse than any of the wars that the US has been involved in. The US Civil War killed about 0.6 million soldiers. So we are involved in a sex war, the worst war that the US has ever known, with far greater casualties, in capital letters. How to stop this? We men have to change the mentality of women by exploding at them in rage if they express manslaving attitudes. Tell them about the 10 million figure and blast them with male rage, male hatred. Make them conscious that if they continue their current manslaving attitudes, wanting to massacre their husbands in the divorce courts, then men will start killing large numbers of women because there is a sex war on. Look at the above numbers. I'm surprised that divorced men in absolute rage at what their ex-wives, the gender laws, and the gender-centric society have allowed this to happen to them. I'm surprised that I'm not hearing more news reports that a divorced father took a pistol into a family court and butchered half a dozen female divorce court judges, or assassinated a fluffy feminazi public figure who is known for pushing fluffy feminist divorce, or arsoned a dozen divorce court buildings, etc. There is a sex war on. Men are having their lives ruined in the multi-millions. This must stop. So men get very angry when females start complaining about men haranguing them back with masculine MGTOW rage. Make them aware that men have a far bigger gender role problem than women ever had. If you're a high school or college student, then rage at your fellow female fluffy students who are studying fluffy crap, which will ensure that they become fluffies in their 30s. Change the mentality that women should be paid for by men. Rage at that idea. Women must work. If they don't bother to invest in their own skills to become fips, then punish them, spit at them, treat them like the manslaving vermin they are. Ignore them. Let them rot on the shelf to extinction. Such manslaving women who expect men to be their manslaves are immoral children and should be treated as such. They are not adults. They're not responsible. They are unable to put themselves in the shoes of the men they financially massacre. So kill them, not as murder, but the slow way, by ignoring them, by making them feel they are worthless. And if they contemplate suicide, then encourage them to increment the death of fluffydom. I suppose millions of Southern Americans in the early 1800s felt that Negro slavery was utterly normal because they saw it all around them. Similarly today, millions of fluffies see manslavery not as slavery, but as the norm, and unconsciously expect men to pay for them. So these fluffy vermin need to be treated the same way the Southerners were treated by the Northerners. That is, by going to war with them, killing them. Fluffies and the fluffy mentality need to be killed. Fluffies will be killed slowly by men, ignoring them to death, and fluffydom will be killed by men actively, verbally killing it whenever they come across it. Women will notice a marked increase in the level of gender haranguing coming from males directed at fluffies, especially at hypocritical fluffy feminists who push for equal rights, but not for men. They will be made painfully aware that men are now on the warpath, that fluffies should shut up and get a FIP education, or men will make their lives intolerable. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. WordPress Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name DeGaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. Ciao.